BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. A militia alliance in Libya says it's captured Tripoli's international airport after heavy fighting with a rival armed group. The alliance said it seized the airport despite airstrikes against it, which it blamed on Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. Tripoli's airport has been closed for more than a month because of fighting between rival armed groups that emerged from the revolution that toppled Colonel Gaddafi in 2011. Rana Jawad reports from Tripoli.
Rival militias have been locked in battles over the airport and their camps for 5 weeks. An alliance of armed groups, which includes Islamist forces, have now overrun what's left of Tripoli's international airport. Pictures show militia forces from the western city of Misrata cheering atop of wrecked planes amidst the debris. This airport was shut down more than a month ago after a group of militias attacked their rivals there, who have been manning it for nearly 3 years.
United Nations officials in Iraq are warning that a massacre could take place in a town where thousands of members of the Shia Turkmen minority are besieged by Islamic State militants. Jim Muir reports from northern Iraq.
The situation of the thousands of people besieged in Amirli by the militants of the Islamic State is by all accounts extremely dire, with little food, water or medical supplies. Only small amounts of aid have been taken in by Iraqi army helicopters, but nothing like enough. But beyond the hardship is the fear of what could happen. Religious minorities in areas overrun by the IS have been lucky if they escaped with their lives, and many, especially among the Yazidi sect at Sinjar, were killed. The UN is calling on the Iraqi government and the international community for immediate action to prevent a possible massacre.
An Israeli airstrike has demolished a 12-story apartment block in Gaza City. Reports say at least 10 people were injured. A military official was quoted as saying that Hamas militants used the block as a command center. The owner of the building, Salah Abu Samadana, said more than 30 families were left homeless.
We were informed about half an hour before the shelling took place. This tower has 12 floors and 32 families were living there. The minute we evacuated, the place was hit by a warning rocket. And immediately after that, the F-16 fighter jets fired 2 rockets. The building collapsed completely. All families are now in the streets. God help us all.
More than 300 Jewish Holocaust survivors and descendants of survivors have issued a public statement condemning what they term Israel's genocide of the Palestinian people. The statement, placed as an advertisement in the New York Times newspaper, calls for the blockade of Gaza to be lifted and Israel to be boycotted. The signatories expressed alarm at what they called the racist dehumanization of Palestinians in Israeli society. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. Thousands of people in the United States have marched through the New York borough of Staten Island to protest at the death of an unarmed black man by a white police officer last month. The man's widow, Esau Garner, urged the crowd to march in peace. A New York coroner ruled that Eric Garner was killed by the stranglehold of a policeman. His death, which was filmed by an onlooker, caused an outcry because he could be heard on film saying he couldn't breathe. Iceland has closed part of its airspace after strong indications that a volcano has erupted under the country's biggest glacier. If the lava reaches the surface, it can send huge ash clouds high into the atmosphere, and the European Air Safety Agency, Eurocontrol, has upgraded its continent-wide alert. Professor David Rothery, a lecturer in planetary geosciences, says the threat of disruption is low.
There's nothing visible at the surface yet. If it does break through the ice, it's unlikely that there will be a high ash column. If there is a very high ash column, the wind at the moment isn't going to blow it over Europe. So we're not going to have a repeat of the 2010 crisis, because also there are less stringent rules about where you can fly. In 2010, if there was any ash in the sky, you couldn't fly through it.
The parliament in Sierra Leone has passed legislation prescribing a 2-year jail term for anyone knowingly harbouring a person infected with Ebola. A government official said the move was aimed at curbing the spread of the virus. In another development, Ivory Coast has closed its land borders with Liberia and Guinea. One of the most celebrated names in the French wine industry, Philippe de Rothschild, has died at the age of 80. Baroness Rothschild oversaw a big international expansion of the famous Bordeaux brand after inheriting the family estate in 1988. Before that, she had a 30-year career as an actress, using the stage name Philippine Pascal. BBC News.